Good evening. It's great to be with you. And as we come on the air, Florida and parts of the Gulf Coast are bracing for the impacts of Tropical Storm Ian. Florida is already under a state of emergency, and NASA has again called off its Artemis moon launch, scheduled for next week as the storm approaches. Forecasters expect the storm to rapidly intensify this weekend, saying it could grow to a Category 3 hurricane. Meantime, the remnants of Hurricane Fiona made landfall along Canada's east coast early today. The storm battered the shorelines with winds reaching up to 110 miles per hour in some places. Downed trees and power lines have left hundreds of thousands of Canadians without electricity. Fiona is expected to be the strongest storm the country has seen in decades. And we'll have more on Fiona's ongoing toll on Puerto Rico later in the broadcast. Until last night, there were only three Major League Baseball players to hit 700 home runs in their careers. But last night, Albert Pujols of the St. Louis Cardinals now joins those ranks. Pujols sent two home runs into the stands against the L.A. Dodgers on Friday. When he hit number 700, the entire stadium celebrated. Pujols joins Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, and Barry Bonds in the record books. And tennis legend Roger Federer has played his final match as a professional. Federer lost in a doubles match in the Laver Cup in London yesterday, playing alongside his longtime rival and friend, Rafael Nadal. When the match ended, Federer hugged Nadal and through tears thanked his family, fans, and the tennis greats who came before him and competed alongside him during his storied career.
Just everybody. Too many people to thank. It's just been incredible. My God. Fantastic night. Thank you, everybody.
Federer is a 20-time Grand Slam champion. Only Nadal and Novak Djokovic have more. And at the White House last night, President Biden surprised singer Elton John with the National Humanities Medal for his legacy in music and activism. John was performing in a special concert for teachers, nurses, frontline workers, and LGBTQ advocates. Elton John had not performed at the White House since 1998. And two passings of note today. Legendary jazz musician Pharoah Sanders has died. The saxophonist was revered for pushing the boundaries of his instrument. Sanders was also famous for his collaborations with John Coltrane in the 1960s. He was 81 years old. And actress Louise Fletcher has also died. She won an Oscar for her role as Nurse Ratched opposite Jack Nicholson in the 1975 film adaptation of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Because of Fletcher's portrayal of the cold, calculating, tyrannical Nurse Ratched is considered one of the greatest screen villains of all time. She was 88 years old. And still to come on PBS News Weekend, Florida's governor is hit with a lawsuit after allegedly misleading migrants into flying to Martha's Vineyard earlier this month. And evaluating the fossil fuel industry's claims they're helping fight climate change.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.